Hi, I'm your host, Jack Sitt, and welcome to Flipping the Table, the official Real Housewives of New Jersey recap podcast and a production of the Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss any of my recaps. And before we start the episode, I just wanted to give a very big shout out to my mom, Michelle. Today is her 41st birthday, so I'm dedicating this episode to her. Love you, Mom. And actually, before I start this episode and the recap, I also wanted to talk about some things with this season. I really don't like what the editors are doing. I feel like it's a little off, and I feel like it's being overproduced. I mean, the editors can't even get the years right in flashbacks, and that like bothers me. It may be like a little thing, but it bothers me that the editors of the show can't even get that right. I just think that Sirens, the whole production company, has to go away. We need a new production company for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We need no intro looks. We need new music for the intro. We need new graphics, new everything. I'm tired of the same one for the past 7 seasons and then doing 2 looks a year. It's like too much. And then here we have Beverly Hills, which is another amazing franchise, and they have a great production company, which gives them new looks. And almost every single season, they get a new cast photo. And I'm just like, why doesn't RHO and Jay get the same? They have great ratings also, and everyone loves them. Like, they're one of the top franchises on Bravo. And then also, I feel like there's a lot of bias editing. I'm not going to go into detail on what I think, but there is a lot of bias editing. They're showing a lot more of, they're showing a lot more of, like, one side than the other. And I feel like with these producers, they have to be fair. That's in my opinion, they have to be fair. And I feel like a lot of other people will agree with my opinion that the producers need to be fair with the editing. I'm tired of seeing the same thing. It's getting repetitive and everything should just be fair because people are just getting mad and people are getting mad at this one and then that one. And then, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it, but they just really point blank, they need a new production company. And that's really it. And also, since they are looking for some new ladies to cast, I think it will be a good idea. I mean, I love these ladies. They're all a piece to Pyramid as a whole, but I think it's time for a little change. Like, the cast has been great. It's been 4 seasons with the same cast. It's been good, but it's starting to get a little bit repetitive, I think. It's the same, like, 3 against 3. And I feel like people are getting tired of that. So I feel like there should be like a little change, maybe 1 or 2 demotions, maybe 1 or 2 new housewives. I mean, do you guys agree? Because when I tweeted on Twitter, tweeted on Twitter, that's funny. When I posted on Twitter, when I tweet, a lot of people seem to agree. So I wish like that Bravo and like their and Sirens, the New Jersey production company, would listen to the fans' input because without the fans, the show would be nowhere. Like, I feel like sometimes they forget that. And I think they need to put that into their decision. So I'm happy they're looking for a new woman. And I really, really, really wish we saw more of Caroline. Caroline Rossio. I don't really know how to pronounce her last name. But I really wish we saw more of her because I know she has a lot of potential. And she's like a spitfire. And she'll call it out as it is. So I really would have loved to see her more. And she did get into it with Margaret a little bit at the premiere at Teresa's house and at Dolores' house. So she was defending Jen and they cut that all out. So they cut out like Caroline's moment to shine and show who she is. Everyone's like, oh, wait, who's Caroline? Who's that girl? Well, a lot of people don't know who she is because they cut out like a lot of her footage. So that's also something I would like to see next season. I want Caroline to be promoted to an actual cast member, whether it's a housewife or friend, you know, whatever she wants. I want to see her presence more on the show. And I do like Tracy, but I'm not over that they demoted her last minute. I'm not over it. And some people may say like, oh, Tracy's boring. She's this, she's that. And it's kind of like, I like feel bad for Tracy because like the viewers don't get to see her full potential because she was demoted last minute for some reason. I don't even know what the reason is. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed my rant, but jumping into the recap, I mean, let's flip the table and get right into it. So this episode romance breakup continues right where it left off last week. Teresa goes out of Melissa's house. She's crying. I don't want to fight with my family. Louis comes to comfort her. Louis's like the saving grace. He comes to like save the day. He comforts Teresa. Teresa is fine. Joe Gorga, Melissa, they come over. They start talking to them. They're working it out. After that, Teresa's walking, near the house or near the house or whatever it is. And Tracy comes over. Hey, Teresa, can we talk? And Tracy was saying again that she thinks that Teresa should stick up for her brother more. And I know a lot of people did not like that because they were like, who's Tracy? Why is she getting involved? I mean, this is Housewives. Everyone kind of does get involved. So I don't know why people should get mad at Tracy for getting involved or maybe trying to get into the mix, because people are saying that she's boring and people saying like she barely talks. And now when she's getting into it, people are getting mad at her. But I also see the other side, like, why is she getting involved? Because she doesn't really know the family. Like, I mean, she doesn't really know Teresa. She knows Melissa. But I kind of get both sides. But after the pink party, the Jersey Shore trip ends, and it was definitely an eventful trip. And pan back to New Jersey, we see Margaret and Marge Sr. going out for lunch, and Margaret brings up some new allegation, whatever it was. You know, it's just an allegation. It's hearsay. Probably not true. I mean, there's people who put on all these blogs and the anonymous things. Like, who knows if these rumors are true? Anyway, that was pretty much what their lunch was about. They talked about Teresa. They talked about how Marge Sr. has gotten a job. And that's really it for that scene. And then after that scene, we see Teresa and Gia. They come over to Monmouth County. I like to see that because I live in Monmouth County. And they come coincidentally to the Asbury Park Boardwalk. They go to Pliables. And it's funny because I was actually working right next door. And I wasn't working that day. So when I saw on Instagram they're posting stories over there, I was like, oh my God, why am I not there? I wish I was working that day because, I don't know, maybe it was better that I was not there because I would have like flipped out. And then I actually DM'd Teresa. I was like, oh my God, I saw you were at Pliables. I usually work right next door, but I wasn't working that day. And Teresa's like, oh my God, you should have came and said hi. And I was like, oh my God, I know, I wish, but I wasn't working that day. And it would have been like totally crazy if I was there that day because I would have gotten my picture. Maybe, who knows, I probably would have snuck into the background of the show because I'm crazy like that. I'm a really big fan of the show, as you guys know. But their conversation was about Teresa and Louis, them maybe moving too fast. Gia expressed that concern. I don't know. Do you guys think they move too fast? I mean, I don't really think it's too fast. I mean, there's people that I know who get married or engaged within 6 months, and they have 20 plus year marriages, and they are a great couple. So you don't really know. You can't really like depend on the time. As long as they're happy with each other, as long as they treat each other well, you know, it's all good. I mean, who cares? And, you know, they're engaged today. They're getting married soon. I mean, I don't really know how soon, but I know they're probably getting married soon in a few months. I mean, let's see who is on that guest list, because there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes that I'm sure will come out during the reunion. There's people who are not happy with each other, as far as I know, and that will come out at the reunion taping, which is supposed to be taping March 31st, which is really, really soon. And again, we're getting another short season. I mean, no surprise here. They really edited down the season so much that it's only going to be like, I think, 13 episodes with a two-part reunion. I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm fingers crossed. I'm saying hopeful that they give us a three-part reunion, but I don't really have my hopes up because is it even Bravo's fault? I don't really know if it's Bravo's fault. I think it's really Siren's fault. It's Bravo takes whatever Siren sends to them because Siren is a production company, and they edit all the footage and they send it over to Bravo to air. So I'm sure Bravo has a say in it, but they're not really saying anything about it, which I think they should, because 13 episodes is just unacceptable. Even whatever, two-part reunion, 15, it's still unacceptable when these Housewife franchises get over 20 plus episodes and it's so dragged out and it gets boring and they get a 3 or 4 part reunion. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, maybe you guys probably agree. I mean, because I know you, whoever's listening to this podcast is probably really big RHO and J fans. And I think we, as the fans, we deserve a longer season. But on the bright side, quality over quantity. I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think like a 20-episode season with a little bit of drag outs, or a 15-episode season where it's like jam-packed and everything's happening each episode. I'm kind of in between with that because their turnaround time is like so long. And yeah, I don't love that. I really don't love that. I think if they're going to give us a short season, at least make the turnaround time faster. Like, I don't get why it was supposed to, I heard like it was supposed to premiere in November, December. For some reason, it got pushed off. Why would it get pushed off? There was only 13 episodes, so that's less footage to edit. So I don't even know the reason for that, you know? And then they pushed off to January, and then they finally pushed it off to February. And then we got the premiere February 1st. And then 2 months later, 2 months of airing, they're filming the reunion. So that's how we know it's going to be a short season, when they film the reunion that early. And they're filming Orange County reunion this week, and we're already like 16 or 17 episodes in airing of Orange County, so they're probably going to get over 20 episode season. So anyway, another little rant for you guys, because I know you guys want to hear more of my opinion, so I'm going to incorporate that into the podcast. After that, we cut to a scene at Jennifer's house with her daughter. She's talking to her daughter about the whole like affair thing. And we see a really, really raw moment between Jennifer and Gabby. They're talking about the whole affair thing. And it was nice to see the mother-daughter moment, but like it was sad at the same time because they're talking about that affair and you see Gabby getting emotional. And, you know, who wants to see a child get emotional about this whole thing, about a rumor, like something that was brought up from 10 plus years ago that was already done with and they weren't going to speak about it again. And now their children, who weren't really supposed to know about it, or maybe they were going to tell them later in their lives, they found out about it much earlier than it was supposed to. And so I felt really, really bad to see that whole moment. And Gabby was breaking down and it was so sad to see that. But it was also a really raw moment between a mother and daughter. And I think Jennifer handled it really, really well. And after that, we had Nicole, the kickboxing instructor, come over. Dolores came over, so they got to get out their aggravations. After that, Gabby left the scene, and Dolores and Jennifer were talking. And Jennifer was expressing that she is mad at Bill because he didn't defend her on the Jersey Shore. And, you know, I think that the men, they don't like to get involved in women's drama, and I understand why they don't like to get involved. But when another man is like going at your wife, I feel like maybe you should like step in, not try to be all mean and everything, just like step in and like defend your wife. And that's why she was like kind of mad at him. Like, you betrayed me once, but now you betrayed me again by not defending me. And I saw where Jennifer was coming from. And then Jennifer and Dolores were talking about if Jen is still mad at him. And she said, well, I'm just numb. And I'm not really mad at him. I'm just numb about it. And then Dolores gets a phone call from her brother about her mom. Her mom had some kind of stress test, and she had to get like some kind of surgery. And Dolores got a call that her mom had a blockage somewhere in her heart. And telling from that scene, I didn't really know everything that was going on, but telling from that scene, it like wasn't good. And Dolores is really upset, and her mom was having those health complications. But I actually recently spoke to Dolores about a month or two ago, and thank God her mom is doing much, much better and she's good. So for all the people who wanted to know how Valerie was doing, she is doing much, much better. And we also see, which I forgot to mention, at Dolores' townhouse the day before, that Dolores told her parents that she broke up with David. And then they were surprised, just as everyone else, because they've been together for 5 years. But Dolores was just saying, like, he doesn't make time for me. His number one priority is his job, and I want someone to spend their life with me. I want someone to go with me places. I want someone to go with me to events. She wants a partner who will do everything with her, and I guess David wasn't doing that for her, so it was time to break up with him, and that's what she told her parents, and rightfully so. I think, like I said before, Dolores deserves someone amazing because she's an amazing, sweet woman, and she deserves the same. And I'm happy she's getting that now from Paulie. Yeah, so I know I mixed up the scenes a little bit, but after the scene with Jennifer and Dolores, the men are starting to get ready for guys' night. It's Tiki Barber, Tracy Johnson's husband. We got Evan Goldschneider, Bill Aiden, Joe Gorga, Joe Benigno, and Louis is supposed to come, but he doesn't come till the next episode. But in this episode, when five of the guys are there, they start talking as Bill walks in, and they start talking about Jennifer, that she was dirty about everything she did at thing with Evan, or that she was curious. And I don't really think she was digging. It was just like all curiosity, and that's what she said. I don't know if she was really digging for any information, but she pretty much said like her excuse was that she just was curious, and that's it. Curiosity. I mean, everyone has curiosity. Maybe it wasn't the right thing to do, but that was why she did it. She didn't want to do it to hurt Jackie and Evan. She did it out of curiosity. And so as Evan was talking about that, Bill was defending his wife, which was nice to see that he was defending her, because I don't expect him, if there's the men are saying bad things about his wife, Bill is just going to sit there. Even though he sat there, the Jersey Shore, it was kind of like, yeah, I'm not going to do that again. So Bill started sticking up for his wife, just as any other of the husbands would do. If, let's say, they were talking bad about Melissa, Joe Ward would stick up for his wife, because that's what husbands are supposed to do. I think husbands are supposed to stick up for their wives, and that's what they did. I mean, that's what Bill did. After Evan said that Jennifer was digging, and Jennifer was this, and Jennifer was that, Bill was like, I'm leaving, that's it. And he got up and left, and then, again, no surprise, another unnecessary cliffhanger. And the episode just picks off right from there as Bill was leaving. And there was no reason for it to be a cliffhanger. They could have just did Bill leaving and then did like, oh, and next time on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And they're not doing that. And people are mad about it. And it seemed like Bravo and Sirens doesn't care what the fans think. Because I posted it on my Instagram last night about the To Be Continued. So I'm like, I got PTSD from this. I mean, come on already. So enough of the TBCs. I posted it on my Instagram last night that I have PTSD from it, because we've seen it so many times. And Bravo is really, really, or not, I don't know, Bravo and whatever, who was stretching it out, whatever, Sirens is stretching it out. They're really stretching it out. And I think we've seen like four to be continued out of six episodes. And I think we've only seen the taglines once or twice. So like, what's going on with editing over here? We got to change that real fast. Like next year, we need some type of a change. That's it. We need a new production company, new editors, new intro, new graphics, some new blood. I mean, that's what I think. I love all these wives. I said it before. I really do love all of them, but I think it's time for a change. And that's really it. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And stay tuned for next week. I will be back with another Flipping the Table. And I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope you guys have a nice rest of your day.